finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We're here on this Monday, 25 June 2007. Folks, half the year's gone. Where did it go? From the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas, we're going to be moving away from almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. And you may want to jot down our new address. Okay, so round, ready, right, don't have a pen? Well, we'll keep repeating it. It's the new address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. That's Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So that's RBN 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, Round Rock, Texas. And the zip is the same, 78664. Phone numbers will be the same. Everything will be the same except where I park myself when I do this program every single day, Monday through Friday, folks. Hertzy is, Herzog, I call him Hertzy, is now out in Phoenix, Arizona. He'll be out there for several months. I know he's listening to the program right now. And he should be back in Round Rock, Texas, probably about the time the dead heat of summer is about over with. Folks, we've been enjoying some nice weather down here. It's been raining like crazy. And it's almost like being up north again. You know, temperatures are in the 70s and the 80s. And I don't think people down here in Texas have seen this much rain since Texas became, well, other than a territory. On today's program, I want to play this first. Get ready to fire that mic up, Mr. Producer. Lee Rogers has been all over YouTube. And there is an interview that I'm going to play in its entirety. Because Ron Paul, of course, got frozen out of the Idaho debates. Well, he calls into, this is a preference, preface to this. He actually called into Alan Combs. And you've got to hear this on a North American Union. Now, this is what people should be doing out there, folks. Take a listen to this. Coming up.
Hello.
Hi, Alan. I'd like to talk about the lack of media coverage about the North American Union on Fox News. Can you please explain that to me?
No.
Why is that, Alan?
Well, first of all, I don't make the editorial decisions at Fox News, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's a plan to merge Canada, United States, and Mexico.
Is this a breaking news story?
Partnership.
Is this a breaking news story? Who's got this plan? By the way, we actually did a radio show on this, and we tried to get someone to come on the show and speak on behalf of this alleged plan to unite North and South America, Canada and Mexico, and the United States. There was no credible spokesperson who would come on and make that case. So we actually on this show have tried to do that topic unsuccessfully. But what we do on the Fox News channel generally is the news of the day. Where is the breaking news here on this?
Talk to Robert Pastor, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He wrote a document called Building a North American Community.
This is one of those conspiracy theories I hear all the time. Just like the 9/11 for Truth people who are convinced that Bush knew ahead of time that that buildings would be knocked down. And there is nothing new here. If I can find a credible person to say, yeah, I got this plan and we're going to merge, we'll do it.
Yeah, there's Alan Combs in the foxhole. I just had to play that. Now, when we get back from break, I'm going to play, actually, it's a four-part series on an interview that the same guy did with Ron Paul in studio. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
That call into Alan Combs' radio program, it's just a conspiracy theory. The North American Union is just a conspiracy theory. Folks, it amazes me what these people and what lengths they'll go to hold on to their phony baloney jobs. Harumph. You know, it's fascinating to me. All right, but that was kind of like a little indicator, folks. Take it from somebody that called the great Alan Combs and got on his radio program for a whole minute and a half, probably to his listeners. I would say Alan Combs sounded like the sane one and the caller sounded like the insane one, except for the fact that in America here, I think the only secret is that Sean Hannity, Alan Combs, and the like. Obviously, Alan Combs doesn't watch Lou Dobbs on CNN. Maybe he should. But they're in denial. And what's going to happen, and this is the beauty of this, I'm not upset about Alan Combs. I mean, he's a good little communist doing his job, collecting his paycheck. But the problem is that his audience is being cut out from under him, just like with the great Rush Limbaugh. Rush's numbers aren't like they were before, and it's not, folks, because of his OxyContin deal. Okay? It had nothing to do with that. It's because the listeners to these radio programs, they're becoming smarter, and the hosts are looking dumber because they stay in flat denial. Now, I want to play you Lee Rogers in studio interview with Ron Paul. And this goes far and far and above anything that I've ever seen Ron Paul do before for public record. It's worth literally its weight in gold. As soon as I can bring this thing up here, here it comes. It's buffering. It's coming. Drum roll, please. Here it comes.
Welcome to a very special edition of the program. Today I am joined by Texas Congressman Ron Paul. He was a former presidential candidate under the Libertarian Party in 1988, and he is now running for president under the Republican Party for 2008. And Congressman, thank you for joining me for this interview.
Thank you. Good to be here.
I first wanted to talk to you about the Federal Reserve System, and I know that you recently proposed legislation to abolish the Federal Reserve System. And do you believe that the monetary policy that is being opened by the Federal Reserve is dishonest, and do you think it's lacking appropriate transparency?
Oh, obviously. You know, I, as a member of the Banking Committee and a ranking member on the Monetary Policy Subcommittee, I couldn't possibly attend an open market committee meeting where they decide what interest rates should be and how much money they're going to create next week and this sort of thing. I'm not allowed to know that. Matter of fact, they don't even keep minutes of any importance. They have minutes, but they're just what the public wants to hear. But there's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes, and it's very, very important. They control literally the money of the world, because the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. But it's done very, very secretly, and those who know what's going on there, it can be very, very beneficial information. But there's a lot of other reasons that I don't like the Fed. The Fed creates money, and that is inflation. When you create new money, the rest of the money goes down in value, and then people's prices go up, and this is very, very detrimental, and it hurts one class of people more so than the other. It causes the economic bubbles that we experience, and then the collapses, and we had a NASDAQ bubble collapse not too long ago, and then now we're in the middle of a housing bubble collapse. And of course, since the Federal Reserve, we've had a lot of inflation, a lot of collapses. With they inflate for wars, and then you have the inflation and then a recession, and we've had that ongoing for a long time. The Depression was really a consequence of Federal Reserve policy. But the worst part about the Fed, it allows government to grow, and government grows. They do things they shouldn't be doing, like fighting wars and controlling people here at home and having all kinds of domestic programs that don't work, but just steals and cause disruption. So if you want to strive for personal liberty, you want government to be small. But the Federal Reserve permits the members of Congress and the politicians to expand government without being responsible. You know, they can just tax so much, they can borrow so much, but then they have an unlimited ability to print money in order to expand the size of government.
Absolutely. Now, how do you think we should restore our monetary system to something more honest? You believe that we should go back to a gold and silver standard, as was proposed by the founding fathers of this country, or do you think that we should just go to printing U.S. notes instead of being printed by a private Federal Reserve? What do you think we should do in order to restore an honest monetary system in
this country? Well, we should just go to the Constitution and look for our guidance. It says only gold and silver can be legal tender. When they debated this at the Constitutional Convention, you know, they debated paper. They had the runaway fiat currency of the continental dollar, and they didn't want it to happen. So they said there will be no emitting bills of credit, which was paper money. So we'd have to go back to gold and silver coins. But I don't like the notion that we have to return to exactly what we had in the 19th century, because there were some shortcomings. We had bimetallism, so the government went and fixed the ratio of gold to silver. And markets governments can't set a market price. So you should either turn it over completely to the marketplace and let private money evolve and let them use gold and silver, or if the government was to be involved, they should issue, you know, a currency and define it as a weight of gold or a weight of silver, but not fix the ratio. And that, to me, would be a better standard than we had in the 19th century.
Absolutely. Now, sir, I have another question for you. And this pertains to the Presidential Work Group on Financial Markets, the Plunge Protection Team. And I've been trying to find information about this group, and it seems pretty secretive. I'm not sure if they release any minutes of the meetings, and do you know who attends these meetings, and is it possible to get any information about what these people do? Because there's a lot of people who believe that this group manipulates the stock market, and there's people have a lot of questions about it. And could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, that's a pretty darn good question, because not a lot of people know about the Plunge Protection Team or the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. It actually was set up by Reagan by executive order after the stock market crash of 1987. And this is a secretive group. It's made up of the chairman of the Federal Reserve, secretary of the Treasury, who's the chairman of the committee, mm-hmm. and chairman of SEC and the Commodity Futures Trading Board. That means they control a lot.
Absolutely.
Currency markets, commodity markets, bond markets, stock markets, and the whole works, plus our U.S. Treasury. But interestingly, I have asked this question about exactly what you've asked. I've asked it to Bernanke, and he just totally dodged the issue and sort of ridiculed the fact that I would ask about it. But just this week, I had my first chance to ask the question to Secretary Paulson. He was before our committee just a couple days ago. And I asked him that question, but I never had a chance to follow up because of, you know, time shortage. But he gave a fluff answer, you know, and my question was, is when do you meet? How often do you meet? What do you do? Do you keep minutes? Have you ever made any decisions? Have you ever taken any actions? And his answer was very glib and superficial. Yeah, we meet, but we tell everybody what we're doing, and we sometimes suggest this and this. So I have followed up with a more precise letter to him, which we're allowed to do. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, have they ever taken any action to interfere in the market? And you probably have heard that there's a lot of suspect that our government in collusion with other governments have probably manipulated the gold price.
Yes, that was my next question for you, actually.
And I asked him that, actually mentioned that in the question, that, you know, a lot of people believe this to be the case, but he didn't refute it. I'm going to hope I can get him to refute it.
Very good. Move on to IRS. And this is, I know you've come out staunchly opposed to the IRS. You want to abolish it. And currently there's a situation up in Plainfield, New Hampshire with Ed and Elaine Brown. And these people are simply asking the government to show them the law that requires them to pay income tax on their labor. And instead of the government showing them the law, they send a bunch of U.S. Marshals with guns and urban assault vehicles. And I'm wondering, what do you think this tells us about the IRS and the legality of the income tax?
Well, it gives you the perfect reason why we have to get rid of this monster, you know, because of what has happened. And a lot of individuals have taken the IRS on, and some of them have suffered from it. It sounds like they may be on the verge of suffering or already have suffered.
Mr. Schiff, for example.
Yeah, you go to prison, and what they're doing is they're standing up for the law, because the law is the Constitution. Other individuals have done this on the monetary issue. You know, that Federal Reserve notes aren't legal tender. Gold and silver are legal tender, and they go and fight this. So you fight it at your own risk, because it's civil disobedience according to their system. It's weird that you're breaking the law when you're obeying the Constitution, but that's the point we're at. So in many ways, people who point this out and fight the tax code and fight the monetary system are heroic. I mean, I gave a speech on the House floor just recently and called them the true patriots. But I also point out that it's risky business. And I compare them to people like Gandhi, who's willing to speak out and have and try to bring about change in a peaceful manner. Martin Luther King fought laws that were unfair and unjust, but mm-hmm. he suffered too. But it takes people like that to stand up and talk about these things and point it out, instead of us all being zombies and just going along. And it is easier to go along with the system, because, you know, just the idea of how many times have just about all of us given up our Social Security number?
Sure.
I mean, I give it up. I shouldn't do it on some of those occasions, but I have a bill in Congress that would emphasize the fact that Social Security number should never be used as an identifier. Because that's the law of the land. That's the way it was started and still in the code. But, you know, it's universal. It's going to be tied to our national ID card, which is our driver's license. So it takes people like the Browns to stand up and bring this to attention. But, they're, you know, it's risky business because government is so omnipotent.
All right. We'll continue this on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lee Rogers interviewing Ron Paul, and he managed to slip in the Browns And evidently, Mr. Paul knows full well what's going on with Ed and Elaine Brown. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com. Or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
By the way, this four-part interview, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. Right at the bottom of the page, we have the audio files and video files at the bottom. You can download the complete four-part section to this interview. We're going to continue this. Let me dial it up here. This is actually part two of the interview, and it's really telling. It is really telling. Ron Paul gets to speak his mind. He's very at ease, very relaxed, and the information that comes forward, the only thing I have to say, folks, is this man needs to be president in 2008. And I'm going to play this, and we'll have to break at the bottom of the hour, but we'll continue it on the other side. This is part two, Lee Rogers. And Arnie Anison, and I do believe it was Drew Caron put this together.
And I think that's part of the reasons why a few individuals are annoyed with some of my statements on the debate. because I'm challenging the current system, and hopefully, you know, I'm the side of truth and trying to point this out so that people will respond in a favorable manner.
Well, it's interesting because it seems like that you're the only candidate who's actually going against the system and wants to actually change the system versus just doing little things in the system to to make an illusion that there's a change. And I saw you in the Colbert Report, and there are several government agencies that you wanted to abolish, it seemed like, and the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Education, among others. And I was just wondering, in terms of abolishing all these different agencies, would you include the CIA and the National Security Agency among that, or what's your opinion on those two agencies?
I don't have a very high opinion. I don't want to give up all the responsibilities of the intelligence gathering that the CIA is involved, because, quite frankly, I've met some ex-CIA agents that are very, very dedicated, patriotic Americans,
sure.
And they're on my side of many of these arguments. But the overall principle, of course, I think just yesterday and today there's been release of what went on in the 50s and the 60s, the details of what the CIA has been involved in, all the assassinations and attempted assassinations. Our CIA was involved with overthrowing Mossadegh in 53. Mm-hmm. That part of the CIA, that should never happen. But, you know, right now, I think it's common knowledge that we're involved in trying to overthrow the government of Iran right now. No wonder they're a bit belligerent, a bit nervous with us, because we set out to do that. We've done it in the past. That kind of policy, I think, should be stopped. But I believe that we can reasonably sort that out, have intelligence gathering for our national security reasons be very narrow, and make sure that the Congress knows exactly what's going on and it doesn't get out of control. But for that to be a secret weapon of an executive branch of government to be used against the people, and nobody has any monitoring and no oversight, very, very dangerous.
Absolutely. And, sir, I just wondering your opinion on universal health care, because it seems like a lot of the Democrats in particular, they're really pushing for this universal health care program. They want to have socialized medicine. And granted, we don't really have a perfect healthcare system in this country, but I was wondering what sort of solution you would bring to the table in terms of fixing the healthcare system in this country without going to a universal healthcare socialist system.
And I wouldn't support that. That's sort of like asking FEMA to take care of it. You know, FEMA didn't do a very good job in taking care of the flood and buying all those trailers that got wasted.
They sure didn't.
At the same time, they're trying to collect $500 million that they gave out to the wrong people who weren't even involved in the flood.
Right.
So, no, I don't want the FEMA approach. That's central economic planning. And a universal health system is central economic planning. It always fails. But the system we have today is in the midst of failure, but it's government directed. It's directed. It's been that way since the 60s. When I first went into medicine in the early 60s, Medicaid didn't even exist. But I worked in an emergency room one time early on for $3 an hour. Mm-hmm. It was a church hospital. People got taken care of. Nobody was asked how much money they made, and nobody was turned away. So it wasn't like it wasn't working. And today now, we have a program where poor people are being charged a lot more than rich people. Because if you're rich and you have insurance, you get the discounts. But if you have to be paying your own bills and go and buy medication, you might be charged 10 times more than if you're involved in one of the programs. So it's working opposite of the marketplace. Technology should lower the prices of everything involved if all things are equal. So television sets go down, computer prices go down, cell phone prices go down, but medical care costs skyrocket because of inflation, the government's involved, you have the bureaucrats involved, and doctors don't like the system, they're dropping out of the system, mm-hmm. and it's a mess. You have to repeal a bunch of laws. The ERISA laws were the laws that dictated what business people had to do to provide insurance programs and management companies, and this went in the wrong direction. It also gave tax advantages to big corporations, but not to you as an individual or a small company. So you have to equalize that. My idea would be to be much bolder on moving toward the medical savings accounts, where individuals assume responsibility for themselves and they get all their money back, you know, from their taxes. And if they don't spend the money, they get to keep it. So then, instead of going in and paying the maximum, see, the doctor will yield to the temptation, the hospitals, the labs, everybody yields to the temptation. Third party, we don't have to personalize it, they get the maximum charge. But
all right, we'll continue with this interview by Lee Rogers, which, by the way, took place 3 days ago on the 22nd, and it was posted on YouTube, I do believe, by a rogue government. Good work, guys. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Continuing the interview with Ron Paul from Lee Rogers, taped, the 22nd, 3 days ago. And he just finished up his statements on national health care. Socialism on steroids, folks. The interview continues.
If you come to me and see me and you say I'm paying cash, all of a sudden I don't charge you as much. It's just human nature. That's the way it works. The minimum charge for individuals who are having a difficult time. And we have to get back to that where the individual has control of the dollars. There still would be insurance under those conditions, but it would be for major medical problems, you know, hospitalization, accidents, and surgeries, but not for going to the doctor's office and going to the emergency rooms. Now, people just flock to the emergency rooms for colds because they know it's going to be free. You know, right. The government will take care of it. So it's a real mess.
It sure is. And I just want to move on to these different globalist organizations that we seem to be involved with, these entangling alliances, and things like the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the IMF, Bank for International Settlements, the World Bank, NATO, I go on, there's so many of them. What's your stance on all these different organizations, and should we just withdraw from all of them to maintain our sovereignty, or what do you feel is
the best course of action when trying to withdraw from these different organizations?
I'd get out of all of them. A president doesn't have the authority to immediately just cast them aside. I think you have to work with the Congress and work in that direction.
Sure.
But there's a lot of things going on right now that doesn't even have the Congress's permission. You take the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. That's just an agreement signed by our president, president of Mexico, and president of Canada. And they're working for a North American Union with an Amero new currency.
Sure.
And the Congress is, most members of Congress aren't even aware of it, and they don't care about it. They think it's just some conspiracy thing that's going on. And I think, you know, a president could stop that and quit working in that direction. That doesn't mean that we have to be hostile or unfriendly. I want to bring our troops home and stay out of all this militarism, but I want to trade with people. I want to talk with people. I want to be able to travel back and forth. But to work in the direction of loss of sovereignty, which is what happens when you set up these regional governments and the WTO and IMF and World Bank, they're working for the New World Order. It's
yes.
a new system of government, and I'm not in support of that at all.
Now, sir, do you think the people who are involved in these organizations like the United Nations, you have the Council of Foreign Relations, which wrote a document called Building a North American Community, do you think these people need to be investigated, and do you think some of them may be guilty of treason?
That I don't know. Investigation should be ongoing by every individual to analyze and study. If everybody knows what's going on, and you know, and you have the right people in government, and they reject these ideas, you don't need any official investigation. What you need are people who understand all these issues and reject them philosophically and won't have anything to do with them. It's maybe somewhat like the question about the war. Should we have an investigation about the? Yeah, I think we should find out about the information. Was there misinformation or just how that all
sure.
came about? The more information we have, the better.
Now, one thing I don't understand about the war is we're actually building this embassy in Iraq. It's I don't know how much it costs. It costs a lot of money. And
650 million
in Iraq. And it defies comprehension considering that the American people are so dead set against the war, and we are seeing the military-industrial complex build these bases over there like we're going to be there for 50 years. And I was just wondering what your take is on the whole situation. Do you think this is part of a bigger...
All right. That ends that segment. We're going to the third segment, and then the fourth part is shorter. Let's dial up number four here. Or I'm sorry, number three. Let me go back here. Jump the gun on myself here. Here we go. Number three coming up. Important questions and pretty good answers. And here we go. Are you going to do it for me? Are you going to lock up? It locked up. here we go.
Plan to.
And don't tell me it's going to buffer on me. Okay. Come on.
Beat Iran.
There we go.
And
you know what we might have to do is let this thing play through so it doesn't buffer up on me. Let's try it one more time here.
Mm-hmm. Launch American imperialism in this part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to cooperate. I know what it is. Yeah, sure it is.
Well, I think that we're in the middle of
it. Ah. Now, why in the cyber world does this happen? I can get through two parts of it. And then I go to the third part, and it wants to buffer out.
That. It's imperialistic to have...
No, this is not going to play all the way through. All right, while I'm still trying to pedal here as fast as I can, while I'm dialing stuff up on the computer, let's see if we can reboot this and get it to play. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right, it's rolling. RogueGovernment.com and FunnyMoneyReport.com. You may want to put those in your little favorites to follow up on this. And people are doing some good work. It's going to buffer out on me. Help, help. Where's my engineer?
Plan to invade Iran.
There he is.
And...
okay. Yeah, get him. See if we can fix this. Coming up also later in the program, Paul Tepeti wrote an article. He got a full page on the Hazleton rally that happened in Pennsylvania. And aside from being a musician, he's not too bad of a writer. Had Paul Tepeti on a couple of weeks ago talking about the demonstration dealing with the illegal immigration in this country in Hazleton, PA. More than 1,000 people showed up. That's not a small crowd. And very, very glad that people are keeping the attention on this, because what is the Senate doing this week? That's right. They're going to come up with a spanking brand new immigration reform policy for the United States government. And all they have to do, ladies and gentlemen, there's enough law in the books right now to take care of this problem, take care of the border security issue, take care of the illegals that are in this country right now, go after the enforcement with these corporations, which they're just... I mean, the Southern Baptist just came out today in support of amnesty for these illegals. What does that tell you about the Baptist Church? Gone. And somebody once quipped to me that aren't Baptists, aren't they Methodists that can read, or is it the other way around? It's the other way around? Okay. Yeah. Where'd Chris go? Is he here? He's, it's the internet. Well, I knew that. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to see if I can dial this thing up.
And launch American imperialism in this part of the world.
Well, I think that we're in the middle of that. It's imperialistic to have troops all around the world. We have them in 130 countries. But the big areas would be in countries like Iraq and Iran and that whole region over there. We have a proxy army fighting for us in Somalia. We're going to be involved. We are involved in direct.
I am not going to be able to do this. All right, I'll tell you what. Let me just jump to part four of this. If you want to see the entire thing when it decides not to buffer for you, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, and the four-part series is on the website. All right, let's see if four will play for me here. Here we go. And Arnie Anderson and Drew Caron helped put this thing together.
1887. And that's virtually been eliminated, and which means that the president can declare a national emergency, declare martial law for weather-related events, and for any public disorder. I mean, it's very, very vague. It could be for health reasons. It could be for so-called terrorist reasons, whatever that is, because that's undefinable. The stage is set for a president to virtually become a dictator without the Congress's approval or action. And if there's a big event, it's going to happen. And there are too many people around Washington who think that's a good idea. Matter of fact, it went through secretly in one of our bills in Congress. It was the DOD budget last year is when they stuck that repeal and alteration of the Insurrection Act.
It's extremely frightening. And actually, I have a couple more questions for you. I think we only have a few more minutes. But one thing I did want to ask you about is that in Phoenix, Arizona, you were approached by a supporter of yours who asked you about a new independent investigation into the attacks of September 11th. And how do you feel about a new independent investigation? And do you think that there is some question of if the government may have been involved in those attacks?
I have never seen any evidence to show that our government deliberately participated and contributed to that. I think their ineptness contributed to it, because I think the information was all available. You know, there was one FBI that sent in like 70 reports and say, you know, this seems strange. There's some Arab Muslims here taking flying lessons, but they don't want to land the plane. And, right. and nobody would respond to him. So I think this total ineptness is where the problem really is. They had all the information they needed, so the bureaucracy acted like a typical bureaucracy. Investigations, government investigations, are designed for cover-ups, so nobody gets blamed for messing right. up. So right. I see that. So I don't think we've gotten to the bottom of it, but I don't trust investigations, generally speaking. I mean, whether it's looking into Ruby Ridge or Waco, or assassinations. I mean, it seems like they raise more questions than they answer. So a new investigation, if you don't have the right people, won't do any good either. If it's a government investigation, that won't automatically get to the bottom of it. But I would say that we still have a lot of questions, and just like I think we should be asking a lot more questions on how so many people were misled into believing the conditions warranted going to war in Iraq. So the same way about the 9/11, I think it warrants more checking into.
Absolutely. And, sir, I got one more minute, but I just want to ask you one more question, and it has to do with Dennis Kucinich. Just real quick, he's proposed Argyle's impeachment for Dick Cheney. Do you support the impeachment of Dick Cheney and George Bush?
I haven't signed that particular bill, and I would not call for the impeachment at this point of either one, but I wouldn't hesitate to encourage the investigation to find out if there's enough information, whether it was totally ineptness or deliberate. I think that deserves investigating.
Absolutely. Well, Congressman, I appreciate you coming and spending time to this interview. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That was, sorry about part three, folks. It kept buffering out on me. But go to republicbroadcasting.org, and their four-part series is on there. Send that to your friends. You know, it's really amazing to me. I was listening to part of Michael Herzog's program that precedes this one on the network. And he made a statement, and I vaguely remember this because I was sound asleep in the back of the car. Sugar Tree, I think it was Sugar Tree, Tennessee. He goes into one of these roadside rest stops and comes out, you know, state-owned rest stop, not a commercial one, comes out and he says, "Hey, you're on the radio." And I said, "What?" "Yeah, you're on the radio." And I thought it was internet or something like that. I didn't know. I was crawling out of a sound sleep. But anyhow, I get out of the car and walk into this rest stop. And Michael, if you're out there, always talking us up, works at the rest stop, thank you very much. This was a low-power FM that went out some 40 miles in Tennessee, and that's not an easy feat in the hills of Tennessee. But Michael Herzog walked into the place, well, I'm still sound asleep, and he was talking to two ladies, and he said, "RBN Live, you got to go to RBN Live." And Michael walks in to go to the restroom, and he goes, "No, republicbroadcasting.org. And evidently, this Michael guy was talking to these ladies about important issues, and my program was rebroadcasting at 3 o'clock in the morning. And, of course, it wasn't me. It was somebody that was subbing for me while we went up to the Browns place this past week. But, folks, I mean, driving through the hills of Tennessee, you know, to make a pit stop and people are talking. Look, this is getting more mileage than I would have ever expected. Everybody's waiting for the resounding crash and thud that we break through the barriers and here we are to be not refuted, to be accepted by the majority of the public out there. It doesn't work that way. But I'll tell you how it is working, and it's truly a grassroots movement. And it's by word of mouth, ladies and gentlemen. For those that have been too timid to speak in the past, now is the time. We have no more time left. Things are getting really dicey in this country. We have the executive office of the of the Bush administration, the vice president in particular, saying that he's not an entity within the executive branch. Well, they're creating their new government. And let me remind you of something. That this is exactly the same thing that Adolf Hitler did. He put everything into place, did his own little order over there. Within 5 minutes, guess what? He was the the top dog, the head honcho, the big cheese, say whatever you want. This is how dictatorships are set up. This is exactly what this president and vice president are doing in this country right now. So to hear somebody like Alan Combs say that the North American Union is just a conspiracy theory, he is either selectively dumb or pretty well paid off. But I'll tell you what, folks, do not stop your phone calls. Don't stop them going into C-SPAN. As much as I hate hanging on the line to talk to one of these icons of American radio like Alan Combs or Sean Hannity to only get about 30 seconds or maybe a minute and a half airtime, don't worry about it. The more people that do this, the more that it brings their attention. Remember what happened when Ron Paul went after Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity, I mean, it was beautiful, folks. Body language said it all. He cocks back in his chair, drops his arms, and Ron Paul's finger is right in his face. That's what we need to do, is get into people's faces. Because there's many more millions of people out there that you're not even aware of, and I may not even be aware of. But they're out there talking. They're out there doing what they should be doing. Let your voice and let your opinion count. It is us, folks. Government belongs to us. It's just been somewhat temporarily hijacked. Well, for a long time, but it's starting to come back around. What do they say about that old pendulum on the clock? It'll swing one way. It's got to swing back the other way. All right, we'll take the break. Come right back right after this.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase. We'll be right back.
On the website, opednews.com, Roger Poole wrote this, and I am in full agreement with this. He says, I've been reading and watching this crap go on all my life, and it just keeps getting worse. Who can afford wandering the streets holding a sign that those in power laugh at? We are led to believe that the system is so corrupt that the only way to fix it is for the people to rise up in an armed rebellion. Wrong. That is what they want you to believe, because they know that most of us are peaceful people. We are so busy fighting against one another for idiotic reasons that we have forgotten who runs things here. We don't even think about what we have the power to do anymore. We just simply moan and complain about the other guy or the other party, while others of us stream an endless river of articles about government-sponsored atrocities. No one is offering a solution. We don't even know that awesome power we have, so we have been letting it all slide. Now, there's a simple solution to our problems. We are a constitutional republic. We, the people, have the power. Let's use that power. It is such incredible power that we only need a few of us in each state, and those few need to only wield a little bit of it. I'm not going to ask you what the problem is with our government, is because I will get an endless list of red herrings that's been feeding us since we were born. No, I'm going to tell you the problem is the government is not listening to us because they know they do not have to. When we let them get away with it, then we give them permission to ignore us. They are not accountable to us. What in this contract, meaning our Constitution, holds them to the terms? It's found here, right in Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8. Before he enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath of affirmation. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, the other mention in the Constitution regarding the legislative or judicial branch oaths is a passing statement in Article 6, Section 3. The senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Now, it's there. They're ignoring it. They're ignoring us. They're plodding along headlong to bring us what Alan Combs said was a conspiracy theory, the North American Union, which it is not, is proven fact. It's just Alan that seems to be in a conspiracy-free zone. It is a conspiracy, folks, but it ain't no theory. It's conspiracy fact. So, you see, we already have the government that we need, the government we deserve, but we haven't been real good at challenging those that have been taking it from us. Now, is it treason what they are doing? Oh, I would think, all things being equal. Yeah, I can see the lines in the courtrooms. Next, guilty. Next, guilty. That's all that has to be done. A few of these characters start to fall, and the rest of the rats will run back under the rocks, because it isn't about political longevity. It's the difference of being a free man and going to jail for going against the people and your founding documents. They took an oath to it. Let's hold them to it. Yes, it is true that more and more agencies that are not responsible to us, they don't have to answer to us, they're no longer taking oaths of affirmation. That is true. But the politicians in Washington, D.C., in the District of Criminals, they're still taking the oath. They're still bound by it. There are penalties for violating it. Folks, we the people, we are the government. All right, we'll take the break here. Second hour, I'm going to get into Cheney and Bush declaring autonomous dictatorial powers, also about the Hazleton rally, which was a big success up there in Hazleton, PA. We'll be right back.
With recent international